on your road to being a word man.
Hallelujah.
On the road to being a word man. It's good to clear it up now, so that we will be sure who is and who is not a word man. A ministry like this, we use words like word man. You're supposed to be a word man. And there is no scripture where you see if any man being Christ is a word man. It's a coinage from the mist to know who is who, and it's good for the users of the appellation or the cliche to know what it means. Many times we use words like tarry in prayer. Man is talking about 2 hours prayer. That's not tarry. What tarry was used? To tarry in Jerusalem, and they tarry for several days. So tarry implies long, voluminous hours in labor in prayer. Such coinage. So men have come in to see the usages of those words. It's good to clear it so that you can understand it and you will not miss it. On the road to being a word man. The first question is, who is a word man? Who is a word man? The word is clear. We are all born of the word. 1 Peter 1:23. Be born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible seed, which is by the word of God. Clear. James 1:18. Of his own will begat he us. He has said that earlier. Let no man say that when he is tempted, he is tempted of God. For God himself cannot be tempted of evil, neither can he tempt any man. For sin is begotten when a man is drawn after or enticed by his own lust. And it is conceived and brings forth sin, and sin brings forth death. He said, do not err, my beloved brethren, for every good gift and every perfect gift cometh down from above, from the Father of light, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begat he us by the word of truth. We should be a kind of the first fruit of his creature. And interestingly, the man that said you were born of his will now tells you in verse 21, laying aside all filthiness of nothingness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word that is able to save the soul. Be not hearers of the word only, but doers of the word. So, a man can be born of the word and is not a doer of the word. We'll get to that in a moment. So, clear and direct, we are born of the Spirit of God. We are born of the word. A man is a new creature at salvation. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Ephesians 4:24, a new man, a new creation. The man has a seed of God on his inside. 1 John 3:9, every man, sanctified by the name of the Lord and by the Spirit of God. 1 Corinthians 6:11, the man is a temple of the Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians 3:16, sorry, temple of God. 1 Corinthians 3:16, temple of the Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians 6:19, it forms a habitation for God through the Spirit. Ephesians 2:21. The man is born of God. He's born of God. 1 John 5:4. Born of God. Born of God. That means he is of God. 1 John 4:4 is of God. 1 John 4:6 is of God. All of us qualify by the virtue of Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. Romans 5:1. He says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. How? Verse 25 of chapter 4. It says, he was delivered up for our offenses and raised up for our justification. Therefore, we're justified by faith that is in him. Romans 5:1. We have received the free gift of righteousness, verse 17, Romans 5. So all of us are qualified at that point. But from the point of Salvation comes a journey. A journey you have to decide to take and make. So, a man is born of the Spirit, but it doesn't necessarily qualify the man as spiritual. So, by the complexity with the word carnal, saying a Christian cannot be carnal, but if you're carnal, you're not born again. Such men are not born again themselves. Emphatically, the man Paul says to the Corinthian church who are born of the Spirit, that they are not spiritual. He said to them, I could not speak unto you, 1 Corinthians 3 and 1, as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, that is, as unto babes in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with meat, for either though you were not able to bear it, and now you are yet not able to bear it. For you are yet carnal, for there are envies and strifes and divisions among you. Are you not carnal and walk as mere men? So the same men who are born of the Spirit were referred to as fleshly ruled. Galatians 6 and 1, if any be overtaken by fault, let them that are spiritual, let them. So it makes a distinction between believers by saying, let them that are spiritual, let them restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. Let them take heed, lest they also fall into temptation. So, having seen that, it's clear that we're not talking about salvation now. Being a word man, I'll define it for you, and then we'll move from there. Who is a word man? Number one, a word man does not just refer to a Christian. I'm a Christian, I'm a word man. Deceiving yourself. I'm born again, I'm a word man. Deceiving yourself. I talk in tongues, I'm a word man. Deceiving yourself. That's not the point. Who is a word man? A word man is one who esteems the work of redemption. He esteems the work of redemption. He holds daily the work of redemption and lives in the benefits thereof. His lifestyle, his pattern of thinking, his pattern of behavior is built around the work of redemption. Notice, I didn't say around the Bible. Because if I say around the Bible, we have many men who read scriptures to their destruction and they're not word men. We have many men who yearn and quote from the scriptures and they quote the wrong things, not following the instruction of 2 Timothy 2:15, rightly dividing the word of truth. So the word man is not a man that is born again. The word man is a man that esteems the work of redemption very highly and lives in the benefits thereof. That is, he builds his entire life around the work of redemption. That is a word man. Wrong notions about a word man. So folks think, okay, I am a member of a word joint. I'm equally qualified to be a word man. AKA, I join saints community even though I'm not a saint. Now, I'm qualified to be a word man. You just missed it by 100,000 meters. You're wrong. A word man is not a member of a ministry where they teach the word. James clarifies that to us by saying, be not hearers only, uses the word paralogismo, deceiving yourselves, be ye doers of the word. And he uses a clear-cut illustration of a man that beholds his natural face in the mirror, straight away going his way, forgetting the manner of man that he was. And that's clear that the person who hears the word or is around where the word is taught or is with where the word is taught does not qualify to being a word man. I've been in the ministry 10 years. So, Judas walked with Jesus 3.5 years and found it proper and me to betray him. We found Jesus' disciples, men that walked with him 3.5 years, men that labored with him, moved from city to city. If at one time in Mark 10 confessed like sinners, we have left all to follow you. We have left houses, we have left lands, all to follow you. Such men, when a woman, a damsel, came to report back to them that I saw him, his risen, all of them doubted it. So, association is not equal to being a word man. I live in the house of pastor. So, I am a committed member of LLM. So, that's not equal to being a word man. A word man is not a man that speaks our slangs. Word man. Me to escape. Oh, the know on the inside. So, you cannot get used to the slangs. Me tarrying in prayer. Laboring. I'm going to yarn. I want to yarn the word. So, if I cannot be intelligent enough to know what we say, that does not qualify you to be a word man. To be a word man. Pardon me. Word man is not something that has to do with cliches. That is why I fought vigorously against the word of faith movement, because companies like that give undue covering to people that are in error. So bad in a group like that, we have different men who stray away from the original name of the founder of the movement. But because they have been known in that movement, it's very difficult to spot that not all that are Israel are Israel. Very difficult. Because when you hear this person's name, you have said, they're in the same group, and yet it's a lie. So cliches like that make you comfortable. I mean, member says, come in, LMM. I tell BTC, so, a word man is not a busy coordinator, pardon me. No. A man can do ministry for 10 years and he doesn't believe what he's preaching. Mark my words well. What was Judas, what was he preaching for 3.5 years? Christ the Redeemer is here. And who did he sell? The same man. What was Peter preaching, telling men, the Redeemer, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, the Savior has come. What did he deny in Matthew 16? Christ Jesus. What did he deny before the woman? Simple. Damsel. You are not cursed vigorously. A word man is not the man that can take a CD and reproduce it in the TFC. Amen. Are you here? A word man does not mean a man that belongs to this place. Any man in the east lands of Cameroon, any man in the jungle of Ethiopia, anybody in the bush of Sudan, anybody on the streets of London, anybody in the deepest part of India that extremes the work of redemption and lives in the benefit thereof, no matter what joint he attends, that man is a word man. Can you say amen? Anybody anywhere, everywhere in every place, irrespective of tongue, tribe, and language and cultural lineage, as long as he esteems the work of redemption and lives in the benefit thereof, that man is a word man. Worthy of company, worthy of association, worthy of influence. So being a part of this ministry is not a ticket to call yourself a word man. Very sad. Being a leader in the ministry, Pastor Fuke, Pastor Lola, married to the pastor, is not a ticket. It's not the qualification of being a word man. No? You can just be someone that can regurgitate. Oh, what of a man that quotes scriptures? A man that quotes scripture. Oh, I don't know. A word man is a man that quotes the scripture. No? Devil quoted in Bible. I was not deceived to think he was a word man. Quoted in Bible. Most Pharisees and Sadducees
precise and accurate quotations of the scriptures. But the word was not in their lives. They were not deceived. To quote scriptures is not equal to being a word man. Because it's good to sound the alarm, lest we are carried away. 1 John 2, John writes that they went out from amongst us so that it might be made manifest that they were never of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. So, a man who by association is called a member of this ministry does not qualify to be a word man. Does the man assume the work of redemption? Does his life portray it? You have seen a word man. Age. A number of years does not count in this. If I can tarry in this joint 20 years and it doesn't believe what we are doing. But if they have been of us, they have continued with us. Very clear. So don't be carried away to think everybody you see in this place. We have seen men who will come around us. Oh, understand the liberty in Christ Jesus. Oh, fellowship with us around the very rudiments and the very keys of redemption. Oh my God, the word of God. Hallelujah. So that, you know, we have great times. And some men will escape from this place for whatever reasons. And you meet them in the same places that either though they condemned. Such men were never persons of the world. Remember a dancer. We used to do ministry together. The damsel was so vociferous against the use of the anointing oil. So vociferous against feet washing. So vociferous. So almost going extreme. Damsel of the day is in that joint where they drink it. In fact, she's a committed member went to their Bible school and learned the mysteries of the anointing oil and is practicing it. So not all Israel are Israel. The same dancer will yell the word. In fact, there's some folks here that she influenced. Same dancer will yell the word. High school or campus ministry and taught people the word in UI. But being a preacher of the word is not equal to being a word man. Don't lose it. Imam of one miracles, Mark 16:17. Imam of one miracles. Greater works will do, John 14. Signs and wonders confirm the method, Hebrews 2:4. But, we've seen men work signs and wonders, and obviously, they were not word people. The apostles had signs and wonders and miracles, evident in their ministry. But, they found it difficult to esteem redemption, and were separating Jew and Gentile. Same with Judah, same with Peter. So, the word man is not a man who is in this ministry. No! For all I care, we can have just 10. For all I care. The word man is a man that esteems the work of redemption and lives in the benefit thereof. It's not an hypocrite. An hypocrite that is blue in the morning, red at night. Claim to believe what we believe, but practice something else, not a word man. When it's faced with tests and trials, it does something else, it's not a word man. When there's difficulty in our ministry, it runs away, it's not a word man. Don't deceive yourself, don't be carried away by people and their arts and artifices. A word man is a man that esteems the work of redemption and lives in the benefit thereof. Let me cut away. A man can quote, a man can share, a man can teach, so. A man can explain exegetically from the scriptures, so. So.
is the man living in the benefit of redemption. He's not. Then he's not a word man. He's not a word man. So many times we are carried away. You come into the midst and you see certain people who are doing certain things and have all certain positions, and you almost are swear to think, oh, this is the man. Don't lose it. Don't lose it. Don't lose it. The word man, again, I ring it to your ears. He esteems the work of redemption and lives in the benefits thereof. He walks in the spirit, Galatians 5:16. He walks in the spirit, Galatians 5:25. He's spiritually minded, Galatians 6:1. The man is a doer of the word, James 1:25. Then, as a word man, he doesn't just preach. He leaves the example of it, 1 Corinthians 11:1. That will be a word man. Sometimes men say, when you come to music, just be able to quote scriptures. Quote scriptures. Then you're a word man. No, no, no. Apollos in Acts 80 was fervent in scriptures. But we didn't. Priscilla and Aquila were not carried away to think they met a word man. When he was going to measure this, he will quote 20 scriptures, 30 scriptures. Ah, and explain, and the Bible says he explained it accurately. They weren't carried away, they weren't deceived. To think, oh, I met a word man. You brought him aside. And now showed what the word was. Word man is not a BDC coordinator. I've said that. Not an assistant or whatever appellations we give ourselves. Don't be carried away. Don't be carried away. Don't be carried away. Don't be carried away. A word man is not known by what he says about himself. Is known by what he does about himself. I've seen men who stayed around this same message. Their lives were transformed. I've seen men who said around this same message. And their lives were deformed. Too many hypocrites pretending they believe the word. And they don't. Pretending. 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 But don't be deceived. The sins will find you out. It's just a matter of time. So, don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. You are defined under pressure. You are defined under pressure. You are defined under crisis. That's when you are defined. I'm not going to say again, this is your Barnabas. And Paul, who had a bitter argument. Fierce. The Bible says there was not a little dissension. Ah! And the issue had to do with John Mark. John Mark was a cousin of Barnabas. And Barnabas insisted that John Mark should follow them. And Paul said, no! Man is not useful. And then they fought themselves. I told you, strife doesn't come for doctrine. It's not doctrine. What, how does it go? Kind of things. My cousin! Let my cousin follow us! Paul said, no! And Barnabas said, my law, my bekeke law, me obaye sere mo. That was it. O totolari wa. That's what God about it. They went their separate ways. Now, it would have been funny if that issue was left silent in scriptures. And we all left it like that. And I wondered, that's a bad example. Apostle Paul. But Paul showed his face in Galatians 2, acknowledging that he proceeded in ministry with the man Barnabas. Again, 1 Corinthians and chapter 9. He mentioned himself and Barnabas as distinct among the apostles. That is a word man. That is a word man. No sentiments. No sentiments. So folks, today, that are separated from their kindred. Talking about kindred now, I'm talking about the word. Kindred. On mundane issues. And I've refused to reconcile. And such that dissension has now affected their stand on the word. But if a man has built his life around redemption, he will know that Ali Jaffe. Because the message is my life. And you preach the message. I've had friends like that. We'll fight today, we'll make up tomorrow. Why do we make up often? Because we believe the same thing. Because I believe what you stand for. So Paul and Barnabas have to continue together. Who would have been Barnabas' friend? Peter? Who? James? No! It had to be Barnabas. The man that confirmed Paul to the apostles. Ah, a correct man. And history has it that the man had as much results than Paul in ministry. Unauthenticated. Don't go and write it down. The Bible says he had more results. You don't lose your salvation today. So the man with a word man put sentimental issues aside. Once in a while we can be under pressure and act to the flesh. But because the word has become our lives, we are just on time. Don't be deceived. When you see a man fight over mundane issues and continues therein, you have seen an ex-word man, or a pre-word man, or a pseudo-word man. Pseudo means pretending to be. Tell me pseudo-word man. Say it again, pseudo-word man. I just coined that now. So, I've endorsed it, it's free to be used. Pseudo word man. That's what you are. You heard the message, you have preached the message, and you are living like this. Ah, you are a pseudo word man. You are pretending to be what you are not. So that some man will fall into the mist. I know some folks, I'm used to it, who fall in the mist and why are they falling in the mist? Well, they want to hear the message and join it with what they believe, and then one day they find a reason and then escape to the backdrop and go and start the ministry. I've told you this place on the platform. There's such men with different motives. They are not qualified to be what men. Don't be deceived. Whether damsel or mansell, as long as a man esteems the work of redemption and surrounds his life with it, that man is a word man. A word man is not a man that creates strife in the midst because of relationship. A word man cannot be a man that creates strife in the midst because of personal mundane issues. What be me, no be no? That's not a person of the word. Pseudo word man. I've had men that I respect. Who have had to submit because I learned from them. I have no choice. Verse 6. Could do my minus till I word. Don't be deceived. What did I say? What did I say? Don't be deceived. So we were shocked. Ah, look at this fellow. Ah. We did this together. So, It was so shocking for them 11 apostles that up to the point of Jesus' death, they didn't know it was Judas. They were wondering. But it was a pseudo apostle pretending to be a follower of Jesus and he was not. But it was a son of destruction, son of perdition. So don't be deceived. In the life of Paul, when he was writing to Timothy, he said, concerning that region of Asia, he said, all men that labor with me in Asia have departed. They deserted me, sorry. Only Luke is with me. Only. Talk about Demas. People think Demas left the faith. Demas didn't leave the faith. Demas left the work of the ministry. Well, can be equal to leaving the faith. We can say that. It would be a bad definition. He went to this present world and the man was now busy around computers. He now had more time to do business in Asia. Say, sir, I'm Saturday night. That's the last night of the meeting. I know that a lot of things, what's the next place? So, what believe me? Monday, Tidomali Foundation, or Jotari, or Macaulay. Now show up Saturday night. He has lost it. Demas left the work for the world. Pseudo word man. Such that the man, Paul says, by fire, that's how they will be saved. Too bad. But some men will be saved by their works. I choose to be among such men. By their works. Things they have done in the body. Don't be carried away. A man leads worship. He will. Hallelujah. Says the word man. How? Because he's singing spiritual song. So, look at his life. And define him. Not the men that dot tapes. This is probably the seventh generation. Coming and going. Dubbing tapes. And living word media. Living word media. Whatever. No, the qualification. Being a word man. But a man saying, I'm a word man, may give him away. He may give him away that is not. He's trying to deceive us. Now we can say, word man. The thing is by confession. The more we call you, the more you are. You missed it. By decision. So, get that clear. That means you are following. Vigorous. You have to follow. So, the main subject of the day. I've been defined the word man. When we say the word refers to the work of redemption, no more. All that Christ has done for us and what Christ is doing in us and what we can do in Christ and who the Father is to us is what the word is. The work of redemption. That's the word. Man can be carried away because he attends the joint. When the pastor quotes scriptures a lot, all of them out of context. All of them off mark. And you think this is a word man? No! Is he quoting the work of redemption? That will be a word man. So, on the road to being a word man. I don't want to hear it. On the road. It's a long journey. A long journey. On the road to being a word man. We have knocked off preaching it. We have knocked off being around it. We have knocked off membership of a joint that preaches the word. So, that's clear your mind now. On the road to being a word man. As you proceed on that journey, the journey starts with a decision. I decide
to be a person of the word, aka word man. I make up my mind, the word no more. I make up my mind, the word alone. I've made that quality decision. I must be ready to encounter certain things on the road. The very first set of people I'm likely to meet, and interestingly, most of the time they're the majority on that road, I call them rejoicers at the word. Such men are excited about the message. Such a man will flew in from all sorts of joints all over the place. So they come in here and see they meet a different message. They have been taught the Spirit will come upon them and now here the Spirit is with thee. Here? They have been taught that they should pursue heaven and they have been taught that they are sins of heaven. They have been taught that they have to keep their salvation and they have been taught that God keeps their salvation for them. Eh? And the sheep, is there. Hey! They have been taught they need 30 years in the wilderness of ministry. And they said, ministry is unity to the Spirit of God. Yeah? And they see clearly that they thought prophecy or prophecy comes from the senior pastor. And they can see, prophesy. They thought eternal life is in one room in heaven. They are now seeing it. Eternal life is within the heart of the believing one. A man is excited. Immediately, he goes to reside for sure in his joy. The man runs away. So he's excited to be at every meet of such men over the years. If a man will come to me someday, say, sir, God told me my entire ministry to stay with you. I knew he was just excited. Old boy, continue, Gori. He said, so I'm going to serve you. I'm going to be with you all over the place. I said, good. I don't want to get into your discussion with God. But let me tell you ahead of time, I am not as nice as you saw me on the pulpit. I can be very terrible. Say no problem, sir. I'm ready, sir. It's in my heart, sir. Okay? And I'm glad to announce to you by word of knowledge that was the last time I saw him. Whether in the body or out of the body, I don't know when last I saw him except that day. No, damsel. She wrote me a letter on the pulpit. Sir, can I be permitted to call you darling? You've already called me. You are a darling. This has to be heard all over the world. Sir, as you were just ministering, the Spirit of God says so. No problem. In this number of years I've used, which is very small, by now, those kind of things don't move me. If you like, cut your body like a product of bar. I believe in you! It doesn't move. I'm not moved. At all! I remain unshakable. Anyone, you believe, you don't believe. I abide faithful. Amen. Ever reliable, ever dependable, ever standing. Hallelujah. Always. Constant like the northern star. Same yesterday, today, and forever. So, your praises do not add to me. Your criticisms do not take away. I'm just as dead as a man dead in Christ and alive in Christ at the same time. Hallelujah. Too simple. Sonny Maggie! Hey! Wrote that letter. Put it in my Bible. In case, for record purposes. So many men have left this place and can go out and write nonsense. I have records of things they wrote praising me as though I was Jesus' elder brother. I kept them until the time of judgment to know who was deceiving who. Amen. Whether you praise me or not, to be judged that a man falls short and small is a little thing. Hallelujah. It's the minutest thing. The time will come, says the scriptures, when you bring all hidden things into the open. Clear. Hallelujah. For that which makes manifest the light of life will make all things plain before all men. If you're a preacher, I know some of you small boys. You young. Be careful. That's when that comes to you. Ah, I like that message. Just see red light. Move away. How can you like a message like that? And I say, man, you come for camp meeting. First meeting. You came from a joint where they taught you this and this and this and this. Let the Spirit of the Lord come down. Latibo. I will come here and teach you. No, the Spirit of God is within. I say, ah! Only, only. No, such men are, they are bound in word joints. They are just carried away by the newness of what they are hearing. Walk of a man go, show to lie in me. You don't want to be here, oh, to. You are just bored of the joint they were in. They are hearing something new. Something new. So God is doing something new in their life. Don't be carried away to think such men are what men. Excited. Now, the letter wrote me the letter. There was a crisis in the battle. As usual with the people of the world. Paul, but like crisis, escape. Mother come, amen. Jesus is Lord. Crises are a part of what we do in ministry. So, crisis came, she shifted easily. I said, Muno so. Also, darling, too bad. Rejoicers of the world. You hear the word like this, the first move. They take the Bible. Yeah. They wrote to Michael. Michael, I want all the cities. It's still rejoicing. Ko ye. All the cities. MP3. He's walking all over the campus. Listen to MP3. You think it's a word, man? And lose it. It's a meeting. It gives word of knowledge. So, you're still under the influence of excitement. Koti is settling down. First outreach is excited. Asheba ilo duto. Koye rara o. He just likes what he's seeing. He likes it. He's excited. Oh, thank God. Lady came back for believer's conversion. And came in the midst and was kind of like a sinner. I was so blessed. Today, she went back to where she was formerly blessed. Excitement. The lady tied after the convention 2004, she tied in campus to just be praying and fasting and staying on the word. The day, maybe the last time she prayed was the last time she prayed. Too long. Rejoicer. At the word. They can even rise to the coordinator of BTC. So don't be moved. Rejoicer. Likes the message. Can preach it. Still excited. But it's not necessarily living in the message. Amen! I said amen! When we entered last week, I put this thing, remember years ago. When there's so many excitement, I said, according to order. Don't be moved. Many men. Don't be moved. On the road to being a word man. How you can see there were so many rejoicers? Or are you one of them? Rejoicers. Kilalei. Preach in the Goma Show, 1995. Taught on the name of Jesus. On the name of Jesus. And the pastor of the first session. When I finished, intimidated everybody in the midst. Somebody called me the mother! Is that one word? I was embarrassed. Hello, brother. Yeah, can you? What can you? shout, yeah! Idiot.
So I slept over with the pastor in his house.
He couldn't sleep. He was supposed to open the next session next day. He didn't know what to say. He said, if I start like this, you're okay. I said, anyone is okay, let me sleep.
I did not open the scripture throughout because I came in the volume of the book. Hallelujah. A body was prepared for me. Amen. You don't open the scripture. The next day I just got there. So I probably came in late. So as I enter, I just said, lift your hands and worship God. The man I said, yeah, saw him the bus 2 years after in his pocket. He carried his Holy Ghost. I said, oh, redemption. Reward. Movement to authority be. Too bad. There's a man that came to meet me. And he said, Sir, I want to follow you all over the world. When next are you going to be in London? I said, look, I'm in a bed, you have not come. He finally showed it straight recently. Because they will not continue with us. Because they were never of us. When you pray about color, depend on your share. Depend. Follow me! Say, Bush in London, my bell. Bush America, my bell. Anywhere you are going, you are the bell. Have you seen some who came to me? Jesus appeared to me, sir, and he showed me your picture. I remain unshaken. I remain unmoved. I learned the lesson of being a saint minister in 1996. I think it's 12 years. I was talking 12, I think close to many. I should have been more matured. Say, your picture, I saw you, sir. Say, no problem. So forget the picture, I'm here now. Everybody take another picture. Less than 2 months, the man escaped from the beast. A rejoicer. Rejoice not that these demons are subject to you. Amen. Rejoice us at the word. Excited. They buy up all the materials. They will go around, come upon other people. Zero. They think, that's the language of women. Zero. Oh, zero. It's not about learning the language. You are building your life on the message. I know someone that can recite some tapes. Verbatim. Yet, don't be carried away to think that word man. Most folks have just a personality of aggression. So you think that they are word man. They have aggressive personality. What about if they are bad man? So I don't believe in my word. They're running. So by you, so did not go to machine. Come tomorrow. Don't be carried away by man that is excited at the word and is going around. What lily? You know? See me. We started this ministry with us. Labor together. We swore our lives. Comrade concern. We'll do this forever. I see such men today and I realize again the message is true. Rejoice us at the word. Mark 4, Luke 8, Matthew 13. Jesus told us about those who hear the word and rejoice at it.
They rejoice at it. Yeah! Obey. You know, sometimes we can be very hard on those that come from places where the pastor and the members are preaching together. Yes! Yeah! Tell them! Okay! And they'll say, our lady rejoices. No! The man leaves the mist. Ah! Yes! If I, when I hear men say, how was the meeting? Say, my life was changed. I can see the joy. How can your life be changed in a meeting? Life cannot be changed in a meeting. Because your life is not 3 hours. Except you have a very short span to live on earth. Your life extends after the meeting. Don't you want a man who will come out at the camp meeting? Prophesy of things concerning the mist. The men have escaped to the back door and are now speaking perverse things. So who spoke, brother? Was it the Spirit of God or the Spirit of men? A rejoicer at the word. And not with joy. But the Bible says, when persecution and affliction arises for the word's sake, what is it will happen to them? They will be offended. What drives away rejoicers at the word are offenses. Offenses. What shame continue offend? What be me mean? What that bread me? You'll be shocked that in a mist like this, where we place emphasis on teaching the word and prayer and ministering to people, for there to be strife in the midst. And strife doesn't necessarily mean that it is evil. I'll go to that later. And there's strife in the midst, and what are we settling? Your company rights were utojue. Your company da. That was what we're settling. At that point, I told myself, Ishe bere ni upaito. Oh, ti lomoleyi. Rice. Paro. At this point, we were the same people that we fell back. And we were praying, and we were crying with bodies in prayer, tears in our eyes. Oh, that the souls of men will be redeemed. What happened? Rejoicer at the word. Because many folks are just temporary donkeys by which this Lord, when his prophet is not listening, he will use them to speak the word of the Lord. Selah. Maybe I should say that again. Temporary donkeys. Like the one that spoke to Balaam. When the prophet is not listening. Okay, let's use that guy. Temporary. Come. Look, Sifra, Kika. And that's the end. Temporary demonstration of the Spirit. And the man cannot continue therein afterwards. Rejoice at the word. So, Bala, don't be deceived. When you see a man who is not aggressive, don't say, hello. Alright, is my example. No. Some of you have followed models in the mist. You followed them astray. That's why I tell you, the only legitimate person you can follow here is me. And there are conditions to it. As much as I want. Simple. Don't follow me astray. You'll be mad if you do that. Look at the word that's presented to you that you can see objectively the scriptures and see whether this man that preaches, whether he's living it or not. Then you will know whether he's worthy of following. Don't follow anybody blindly. Or else you won't just fall, you also go blind. Live on the red, we've seen men like that. Rejoicing, they just rejoice. Ah! They like, how do you know? Like outrage. Like outrage. Outrage. Where will I come to come and practice the war? Ogumabe. Ijabere niye. What? So you just rejoice at this message. You are not ready to be the bearer of the same. Bible says offense will come. They will just get offended. Have you ever heard it's a disgrace? Well, you see, okay, sue the word men now. You are settling a quarrel. I will have long quarrels like
there in a village and he taught them something I wasn't expecting to teach them yet. I said it like, well, the problem was only 2 hours. And the man added 1 hour and sank. I said things like, you know, when I hear things, what is all this? One day as I walked in, he served me rice with no fish. One day, what are we talking about? I asked him for money, he didn't give me. Because that was settling a rift between, I said, some people are having class, so let me hear it. So I saw a man that purportedly called himself a me, and I saw that I could see soul and body, but I couldn't see spirit. And it was Raja, hello brother, what was the point? He said, Ogba flash drive. They pulled the matter for a long time. I just said, please, I don't want to hear evil anymore. Take it to somebody else. With all we are hearing, I said, after the message, oh glory, flash drive. Drive flash and drive out. Mean, let's drive out the demon in your life. Like I had the day, this morning, a certain brother was talking to another one and said, what right do you have to talk to me like that? And I said to the person who told me, I said, let's just agree it was a demonic attack. Believing God that temporary domination of the devil is temporary. Because we know his power, principles, and power. And made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. So just like Peter temporarily yielded to Satan, and we could just say, get behind him, Satan. At least for this meeting. You won. Rejoice at the word. Easily get offended in the midst of crisis. You meet such men, so recognize them and move fast away. As you go on and you finish with the rejection of the word, the next set you are likely to meet on the road to being a word man. Old prophet complex. The old prophet. Who is this old prophet? The Old Testament will define him as somebody who used to be a prophet. We had a man like that. The book of Kings. The God sent a young prophet to go and deliver the message to a king. He was going out bringing the house of a man he used to know was a prophet. And the man turned his way from going to deliver that message. Don't do it. See, if you do it, this may happen. He used his experience, which had now become a problem for the young man. So we're going to likely see old prophets. Who are old prophets? They have been around for a long time. They have been around. They can tell you stories and stories of meetings and events. That's why I say often, face why you are here. Old prophet is a man that used to be something. We have those words. When you share something with them, say, Mugbari. Sometimes it can be useful. In 1 Samuel, when the man Eli had been called Ichabod, and Samuel had the voice of the Lord 3 times, and the 3rd time, it was Eli that said, sit down, answer him like this. Why is he telling him to answer him like that? Because he was used to that experience. The glory had departed. I'd like to see such men who used to be. They appear to see men like Demas. Who used to be Demas? They used to be active. Meet such men. You now wonder, why are they still like this? Traits of those men will be men who will hold their own opinions and their own views different from the world. Men who will do things contrary
The word is being taught and practiced. Romans 16:7 says, for such men separate. Withdraw from them. Don't treat them like an enemy. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Rather, admonish them like a brother. So don't think that withdraw means you should, from afar, just be saying, that one. No. Just mean, do not move in association with such men anymore. All prophets. There's so many like that. You meet them around who tell you, be the things of the spirit. Adam was sherry. Oba was sherry. See such men on your road to being a word man, men that used to be active in the work of the ministry, men that were given to the things of God at a particular time. Old prophets. Traits about them will be that they are not increasing in responsibilities. Not that. They are not busy in the work of the gospel. Old prophets. Ask an old prophet, why did you leave your former church? He give you every other reason for something that is spiritual. Old prophets. And the danger in working with such men is that they will know what you are talking about. They have experienced what you are saying, but they are there to discourage you. They won't do it directly. They will do it subtly. Subtly. Well, enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. Somebody told me years ago, he said, I understand how you are feeling. You know, it happens to all of us. We're excited to work for the Lord. He said, well, after a while to come down. To the glory of the Father, it's 14 years since he said that. I have disproved him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because the decision to follow Jesus was not dependent on anybody. It's good to have models. Your pastor, fine. But that decision, like I taught you yesterday, is a personal consecration you make alone. So as you go on that road, you're not like going to see all prophets. Those who used to be used of the Lord. And I say this often. Usually we begin to have undue compassion for them. And then we think that by associating with them, we can help them. Most of the time you fall into the trap. If tomorrow you meet me somewhere, and peradventure just meet me by the roadside, with ganja by my left mouth, and I'm saying, by where, Joe, stay there, pity me, you don't pay a city. But move on. Move on. Move on. You do yourself a disservice by following the multitude to do evil. That would be a disservice. Move on. Somebody used to be my coordinator. Somebody used to be my pastor. I'm talking even about myself that I stand. Tomorrow, I take the Bible and say, forget it. The in thing is motivation. And I stand here and I say, well, all this ministry, let's just, and I begin to, and I change what I stand for. Just say, oh my show, let me continue on my road to being a word man. Hallelujah. Forget the man. Continue your journey. All prophets are dangerous. Very dangerous. They are more dangerous than the rejoicer. The rejoicer is meeting it for the first time. They have met it, they've experienced it. They've just left it behind. They use that experience to turn your heart away from God. Mustn't walk with them. 1 Corinthians 15:33, evil communication corrupts good manners. Corrupts good manners. He that walks with the wise shall be wise. Proverbs 13:20. The companion of fools perish together. Are you in church? Careful for all prophets. Old prophets. If you go on, you will see a rejoicer at the word.
Again, you will see all prophets. The last set, and you will see, I'm still going back to the three, they will not go to that journey. As you go on, you have every reason to be offended. They've taught you the word of God, how that God can keep your body whole and fresh, but you have sickness in your body. Trying to battle it that is still there. Ah! You'll have gotten offended with the rejoicers. But you say, let me move on. I'm going somewhere. As you go on, you'll not meet the fellow who used to be. And he says, I'm not a sherry. After a while, everywhere I was ill. After a while, I lost my job. After a while, if I was so poor, I had to wake up. Who prophet? Move on. No money in your pocket. Sickness in your body. You know where you're going. You know where you're going. You're just moving on. The last part you will see, victims of circumstances. Victims in the midst. Men who fell for certain circumstances. You will see them. There are men that will have bypassed the old prophet. They will have bypassed the rejoicer. But somewhere along the line, certain personal issues came up. Pressures of life, like marriage. Pressures of life, like their job. Pressures of life, like the society's demand on them. Man, my cousin of mine came to me years ago, and he said to me, right before me, why are you wasting your life? We grew up together, so he knew me very well. Same nursery school, went to Corona's together, Corona primary school together, we went to staff school together, we went to government college together. The only thing we didn't go together, we didn't go to university together. So we were like brothers. So when he got to know, of course, he knew I'd been in the ministry, but if I was just all this young, so that, that came to Corona and said, you, what's the problem? Why are you wasting your life? At that point, he was dressing better, was okay, he was studying medicine, I just ran away from one university and was going to another. So I said, what's your problem? I learned because, so I opened my Bible, I stood on it, I said, listen to me! On this I stand. I will be a minister to your family. What you are saying I'm wasting my life on will eventually become a blessing to you. I said, calm down now. I said, hear me very well. I'm letting you hear it. That has not just been proven, more than proven. I was called by their mother last year to pray for their family. They are Muslims. She even said, please bring anointing oil to anoint all of us. Told him that 14 years ago. I know he must have been watching and waiting. But one day, this guy, something will happen to him. And he will get to his senses. One year, Lord, they told Shirley to marry. It will never happen. Somebody is waiting that one day the man will resign and stop. That will be the day of the rapture. No more. The journey, you now get pressures of life. Family, society, along the line, for one mistake or the other, to go extra semester. No coins or pocket. You're forgetting the old prophet now, and you're not going around, you see your mates. So one down the glass, I say, M.O.G. Pastor, kids, I'm not going there. Come. Precious. Sit down. It's been a long time. How are you doing? Do you have to answer? You can't even ask him how is he doing. You can just say, I can see you are doing fine. Except you're mad. You don't go out from that car and not think. I don't know that I'm telling the truth. You think. You must have been. Yeah, but what my you? You look at the man, he's doing well. See how
I just dropped up my fiance at the airport. She wants to just get to the UK and she'll be in America. She'll be back, you know. The guy just pushing. I'm pushing. And you're saying I'm going all over the world. I'm not going to be on Lagos. You see such men who will now become victims of circumstances. One thing I have learned about life, you can't teach me otherwise, is that storms don't last long. I know that one like the back of my hand. It doesn't last long. Most of the time, many of us become victims of pressures of life. Then we are done for. Even in the natural. In the natural. I've shown men that it's a stupid way to allow pressures of life to make you cave in. The victims that you're going to see. They'll tell you they know it's the word. They know it's the work of the ministry. But what life me now? Let's talk sense. Somebody said this. I like it. Those in Christianity means they don't know what they are doing. That is true. We only hear the voice of the shepherd. Hallelujah. And his voice alone, we will follow. So when you hear such words, look at what they say, we age. And so many other things. The devil will not remind you that you are not the only classmate of yours that has not bought a car. That over half of your mates have not bought a car. But you will go to Kokora Jeep. Prayer of life will make you cave in. You go and check the results. You don't feel like talking in tongues. Nobody tell me I saw the result. I said, glory. See the results. Just go. I haven't moved forward. I saw the result. The first and only time I had a zero. The other ones, I didn't do it. I saw it. My man of Godism left me. I love the sanity of a man of God. And I said, I was, Pastor, why did you score? Bukari. Epenem. Clear, Pastor. I shall leave you. Allah has to be in. Epenem, Emona, Emogotia, guess of right. It is well. Pressures came in. Home, societal, walk. The man becomes a victim of those circumstances. You're likely to meet such men. One attribute of those men is this. They won't go to a wrong joint. They won't go to a wrong place. But they just maintain a common position. So a standing position. They're not making progress. Not going back. They can't go back and drink oil. They can't go back in deliverance. They can't go back into motivation. But they just stay. They're not making progress. They're just there. You are going to see such men, they've only become victims of life's pressures. On the road! Being a good man. Good enough, you meet such men and you also see those pressures. I am moving. Your bag of sickness is following you. Pressure of poverty and lack follow you. Emotional disturbance. Family pressures. Academic issues if necessary. Business is going not into recession, it's going to extinction. And you say, wow. At that point, you're likely to lose your favor temporarily. And begin to fill your mind with thoughts of what you should have been aside from what you are. But the journey is no longer far. Hallelujah. On the road, you meet such men who encourage you to just maintain and not progress anymore. Such men, like I said, love pressures of life that made them static in their walk with God. Such men will resemble the old prophet. The only thing about such men that will be different is that you will still see them in the ministry. They will leave, but they will not make progress. They will just be where they are. They can't afford to go and be talking about demons. They can't afford to go into zero, as you call it. But then, the pressure and the inspiration to progress in what they're doing is gone. On the road to being a word man, you will meet the rejoicer at the word. Many people stop at that point. When you take the word to somewhere, it's a response and on equal. I remember when a man taught in a full gospel convention. And as he preached unto you the land, I taught them accurately from the scriptures, because I was there. And many folks got healed. Great message. Ah, thank you, Lord, they were saying. The next day, another man came and debunked everything the previous man said. I said, rejoice at the word. The man is here. Called for the first meeting. Believers convention. Camp meeting. WCC. The next week, he's going around yarning. He has seen a man that's about to fall. What should a man do? You hear the word. You escape into your closet. Laboring fervently. You don't wish to be known that you've heard something. Rather, you want to make a practice of it. 1 Timothy 4:15. Meditate upon these things. Preach it very well so that your poverty will appear unto others. Give yourself wholly to them that your profiting appear unto others. It's not the preacher of the word that is blessed, it's the doer of the word that is blessed. The man rejoices, and I told you, what is the common characteristic of rejoicing at the word? Offenses. How you can realize what I'm saying? You can see clearly. Offenses. Move there, you now see the old prophet. Pastored this. They still call him pastor. The last time he pastored was the last time the Holy Ghost was on him. Several years. Old prophets. The man, for instance, you still want to regard as brother. Yes, sir. But he's an old prophet now. An old prophet. Be careful. For all these men, you pray for them, but do not associate closely with them. You pray for them, you love them, you receive them, and all that. You must be careful of their influence, lest you stop in your tracks on your journey. Pray for me, suffering. Thirdly, you see what? Victims. They don't know they are victims, but they are. They don't know they are victims of circumstances. I choose to be a victim of circumstance. Philippians 4:11, Paul says, I have learned how to be in lack. I've learned how to have plenty. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. The Bible says, I'm independent of the circumstances that I face. Most of men could have turned around and said, so, that might not. Read Paul's affliction, 2 Corinthians 11, and you see what he went through. Cast down but not forsaken. Cast down but not forsaken. We move on. Then we see those victims abound everywhere. They're lost in the corporate world. They're still in world churches. They're still in world settings. Lost in corporate world. Lost in the pursuit of PhD and masters. Nothing wrong with doing PhD and masters. I've told you that several times. Lost in marriage. Lost. Some of them can even become deacons. As I say, pastors. Just assistants, something. So they will appear like at least they're doing something. You and I know they are not progressing. This is not you, brother. It's not you. Imagine if Lake goes to swimming, then it's just the assistant assistant protocol officer of the head of the ocean. I get to the place. I don't have to mention his name. I hear someone say, do you know a fellow? Is there a fellow here who is perfect? A man who stands and stays on the world. A man who still can impress. He said, there's nobody like that. I don't need to see you. I know you're perfect. That your profiting may appear unto some. Anywhere you find yourself, when I see some of the people that escaped from this place and I see the joys they went to, and they are just there. Would you permit me to come?
Ah! Oh, my God, yeah! Oh, what is all that going on?
The Baba Mija, my Basbrija, my Bawaja.
Are you hearing me?
Old prophets, be careful. You meet them.
Victims of circumstances.
You meet them. As you come on, you now see, come rain, come shine. As you pass that victim of circumstances, you now see that no matter what, I'll stay with the word. Come rain, come shine. The contradictions. I see this in the world, my life is different. Yet I believe them.
I see this in the world, my life is different. I believe them.
Then you have arrived. You are not getting into the world to get something out of the world. Rather, the world is coming into your life to get submission and obedience from you. But God will not pray for your life. Then, welcome. Welcome! Then, you are a word man. You have lack in your life, you are preaching God's provision. You just fell off a bike and broke your leg, you are seeing angels of God are all around us. You are a word man. You have gone beyond sin. It's not the word no more. They're not looking at it from the point of results. The world sees it. I believe it. That's the doubt. On the road to be a word man. Who is a word man as we close? A man that esteems highly the work of redemption and lives in the benefit thereof. So go on later, you discover that John Mark and Paul later worked in ministry together. The word man will now separate the wheat from the chaff. Sentiments from spiritual issues. Personal issues from Bible issues. You will put the word first. You will put the work first. You will put lives first. Not circumstances first. He doesn't preach things from the point of the circumstances that he faces. He preaches the word in respect. The trials that is going through. Then. The word man has arrived. Paul says we have death in us, life in you. As poor, yet making many rich. We're weak, you are strong. Ha ha ha. That is a word man. It's come to the point when you can boldly say that I may know him. The fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable to his death. If it were possible, I should attain to the resurrection of the dead. Die, and Jesus died. Got into that point of my life. Persecution strengthened me. Circumstances make me stronger. Life's issues does not be tougher. The word, no. Stand to your feet. On the road.